Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Good evening, my name is Ken Thompson. Today is April 1st, 2019. This is the Denton County Commissioners Meeting. We'll start off with our Pledge of Allegiance and then go into the invocation.
Actually, we do it the opposite way, right?
We do the invocation and then the pledge. Can you do the invocation?
Yes, sir.
Switch it back.
Come on, before I start. All wise in heaven and Father, we just thank you for such a gorgeous, beautiful day with the sun shining, and we have returned to this address to take care of the business of the county. We thank you for health and strength and travel and mercy. In your precious name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, has everyone had a chance to review the consent agenda? Anyone on the board wish to add anything?
I don't have anything to add.
I do not.
I do not.
I do not.
Okay. Mr. Brinson?
I do not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we do so. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll start off with public comments. Do we have any public comments signed up? All right, we have Mr. Ronnie Bostic sign up for public comments. Come on up, Mr. Bostic.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
I came by the sheriff's office prior to coming to the meeting tonight, and it looks like a used car lot. There's 15 vehicles there that's not being used by the sheriff's office. And when you see that, and I mean, I've heard comments from other people talking about it. But I've had three people that has contacted me since the last meeting over the incident that happened out on I-40. All three of them were eyewitnesses. They told me exactly what happened. They were never interviewed. Pretty much no investigation was ever done. And I hate to say this because this is an ugly word, but that sounds like to me a cover-up. So, there's problems over there, and the reason you have problems is there is some good, dedicated employees. There's some good, dedicated supervisors. There's some supervisors that don't need to be there. And this is where your problem's coming in. An incident some time back, a road deputy, his neighbor came to him and said, I don't know what's going on at your house at night and early in the mornings, but something is because people's going around your house. I can tell you what kind of car it is. It's a white Dodge Charger. Well, prior to that, if a certain office door was closed and there was two, three people in there and they were talking and you could hear them talking, the joke at the sheriff's office was somebody's fixing to get fired. It wasn't long before it came out who possibility that person was going to be. And it was this individual. This individual set up cameras in his yard. He caught a supervisor looking in his window in the morning hours. He also caught three or four other sheriff's office employees in his yard in the early morning hours. They wanted to get rid of him, but they had to have a reason in order to get rid of him. But let me tell you, a law enforcement officer still has to have some reason to go on your property. according to the law. If I pull up to your house and I approach you on your property, I've got to have a reason for being there. You don't go and just look around somebody's house because you want to. And this is what's happened. And to say that the top supervisor, and I'm not going to call a name, was not aware of it, he was. Nothing was ever done to any of the employees. And pretty much, if you look at the law, there's two things. That's a chargeable offense for trespassing, and I'm not so sure civil rights wasn't violated. Nothing was done. This person was told, well, you can stay on, but we suggest you go find you another job. And he did. That's what's running these people off, things such as that. If two people is in a conversation, sooner or later a third person is going to know about it. Because one or the two of them is going to tell. And if I heard a story such as that, do you think I would want to go over there and apply for a job? No. And I don't think any of y'all would. But that's what's going on over there, and things need to change. It's not that he don't know what's going on. He does. He's been told. But he doesn't seem to want to change it. And until he changes it, you may hire people. You may fill all these positions. I understand he's still probably about 15, 16 short, even though they've hired three, supposedly. You may hire people, but those people's not going to stay. And it's not money. This boy didn't leave because of money. This boy left because of what they were doing to him. He didn't want to leave. But he did. And I can't too much blame him, you know. But there's things over there that just, you know, and county policy, I know county policy is one thing, and I know y'all are limited as to what you can do. Your biggest thing of it is you can control the money. But I can tell you this, and this is firsthand experience. They had an election back in November. Campaign signs were stored in the sheriff's office. Campaign signs were in offices over there. Campaign signs was at the front and passed out to the public by a county employee on county time. Campaign signs were taken out the back door by county employees on county time and put in county vehicles. I can attest to that because I saw that. Now, if you're the top law enforcement officer in this county, you need to set an example for other people to follow. If you're a supervisor in that department, you need to set an example for other people to follow.
Excuse me, Mr. Boston. I just want to let the chairman know it's been 5 minutes.
Okay. I picked my clock.
You can just wind up your
okay, notes. but that's the problem you're having, you know, and you know, if you run for office again, I mean, why don't he carry your campaign signs, you know? But anyhow, I appreciate it tonight, and I'll go ahead and tell you, if you want to stay off, if you want to not show up in 2 weeks, I'll probably be back. We're going to discuss money then. I've got some facts and figures together. I've got to get some more, but my next 2 weeks, I'll be back, and we'll talk about something I think all of you would be interested in, and that's money. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you.
Somebody's got to.
You just got to get out of here early.
Okay, moving right along. Mr. Brinson, Mr. County Manager.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm here before you now to hear any road concerns you may have that I can pass them on to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, tell them they're doing a fabulous job.
I'll pass that along, Mr. Dowd.
No, I'm good.
They get your tires up?
Yep, they got them out.
That was our solid waste department that got that.
Anybody from the public have any road concerns? All right, thank you. Next up, we have Ms. Horton with solid waste.
How is everybody?
How are you? Wonderful. How about yourself?
We're good. I'm here to request the board to approve the purchase of two 48-foot working pool trailers from Pinnacle Trailer Sales. $445.5.
And they were budgeted?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we purchase two walking pool trailers from Pinnacle Trailer Sales in the amount of $145,500 for the solid waste department. Any discussion?
Yeah, I've got something. Did you take any out of service?
No, we are using everything we've got at the moment. We do not have enough trailers. I mean, trash is still coming in from Florence.
Okay, that was my question.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next up we have Ms. Savory, our county attorney.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
I'm here in regards to a request from the United States Marine Corps. As you probably are aware, they have asked the county to allow them to use four properties that the county owns for a realistic training that they're going to do in June, June 12th to the 15th. That would involve the event center, the shooting range, the airport, and the soil and water building. In your packets is a copy of the memorandum of agreement and the maneuver permits that they need signed. I've reviewed all of them and gone over them with the department heads. All of them are fine with the terms of it. There is a provision in there that if they do any damage that they will put it back to the way that they found it or better than how they found it. So if you're in agreement, I just need you guys to authorize the county manager to sign all the documents.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we authorize the county manager to sign the memorandum of agreement and formal notification of realistic military training and the maneuver permits to allow the U.S. military to use our property for a realistic military training exercise. Any discussion?
One caveat to that. I would suggest you go back and go through contracts. There's a couple places where Davis's name needs to be put back in.
Well, I've talked to Mr. Bettis about that because there were times where Sheriff Wallace's name was and stuff. He said to just cross through, have Mr. Brinson sign an initial, and they would do it because it was too much work to go back
there's
through
still,
the government.
There's a couple that were missed.
Okay. We'll look through again.
No monetary?
Contribution, no.
It is free, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing for maintenance.
I know that there's an opportunity for VIP status if you want to come and observe it, but other than that, and I don't know of any other.
Yeah, there will be a special VIP viewing area, and I was going to announce that to you guys as we get closer to the date. If you want to come and view the maneuver, then they want you to be there.
When is it scheduled? You or last night?
Yes. 12 to 15.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Any other discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Did I touch you on Wednesday?
That's all right. Well, you know they had a complaint about them.
About the new there.
Good evening.
Hello.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'd like to request that you approve for me to advertise and fill our vacant mail clerk and reception position. This is a budgeted position that answers calls, runs mail, codes utility bills, prepares journal entry, and manages the calendar for the boardroom.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we allow Ms. Chestnut to advertise and fill a vacant mail clerk receptionist position with the finance office. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have just a few quick reminders and announcements for you. Just want to remind you that tomorrow morning at 7:30, it will be a joint meeting between the Board of Commissioners and the Board of Trustees at James Front Community College. It will be in room 100 of the Williams Building on the campus of James Front. That's tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Is everyone planning on being there?
Yes.
Okay, I hadn't got it.
I just wanted to make sure there was enough in case I slept in. No, I'll be there.
It's at 7:30?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I just would like a good showing. You know, sometimes these early morning meetings, Tim Smith, I don't think ever made one when he was on the board. I think they have a new president over there, so I would like it.
Ms. Melissa Brown, the service agent, would like for me to remind you that there will be a volunteer fun day event held this Friday, April the 5th, from 5 to 7:30. We'll be in the Lois Britt Agricultural Building, and these are for volunteers who help the services for the agent department. They are recognizing them and doing something for them. If you guys haven't already, if you want to go, let me know, and I will RSVP for you. That's this Friday from 5 to 7:30. Now, that's not to be confused with the next volunteer awards recognition event I want to bring to your attention. The 2019 Governor's Volunteer Service Awards will be honored at Services for the Aged on April the 15th from 4:30 to 5:45. They will have a reception for the recipients and their families across the street. And then they will come over here and be recognized by the Board of Commissioners at 6:30, where they'll be presented with their certificate and pins on behalf of the governor.
And that's when?
That will be at your next meeting on April 15th. But if you'd like to attend the reception, it'll be over at Services for the Aged from 4:30 to 5:45. And then they will all come over here. We're going to try to have them on the agenda at 6:30. There will be about 10 recipients, and they are individuals and groups who have shown exemplary volunteer service in our community.
Okay.
And finally, I wanted to go ahead and start bringing to your attention that A Taste of Duplin and More will be held on April the 26th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at the Duplin County Event Center.
All right.
That's all I have,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and properly second to go into closed session for personnel matters. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.